they're all looking at an automatic one game ban, and the fact that it's the championship meeting of the two sides is I suppose what makes it so significant. It is a fairly significant punishment. I don't know that maybe a lot of people were expecting it to be as severe. Certainly in the aftermath, I know the counties were probably a bit wary of it. Would have been, and the fact that then it was highlighted on RTE's League Sunday programme on Sunday night kind of brought it to prominence, and they've been sort of worried since. And yep, Armagh would probably feel harder done by than Donegal, just in terms of the fact that Neil McGee's role in the championship game might have been limited, given how little of the league he has played. And Owen McFadden Ferry obviously is a big loss to Donegal, but Kieran Mackin's possibly been Armagh's player of the league behind Ryan O'Neill. Aidan Nugent has played very, very well and is a massive loss. And then, you know, Stephen Campbell's always a big player off the bench for them. So, you know, I think Armagh will definitely be feeling more hard done by over it.
Would that maybe encourage an appeal process from the Orchard County then?
Well, again, the danger of the appeals process is that it opens it up to the bodies and the powers that be then looking at the video footage, because it's, you know, these suspensions are off the foot of the referee's report. There's no video investigation involved as such at this point, but an appeals process would open that up and might bring other people into play, might put other people in trouble. So it's a delicate balancing act for them. It's a big decision for them to make. I think from a Donegal point of view, McFadden Ferry's a loss, but they might be content to leave it in the sense that nobody else gets in trouble. Armagh would feel that their losses are more significant and probably have to do a bit more turning and twisting and losing sleep over it in terms of making a decision.
So does the CCCC not automatically take into consideration video evidence in circumstances like this, Cahir?
Not initially, no. It would be done off the foot of the referee's report first, as with any disciplinary proceedings. It would be done off the foot of the referee's report. The referee has obviously named the five players in his report, and they've all received sort of automatic one-match suspensions off that, or proposed suspensions as they are at this stage. It's up to the CCC to possibly open a further investigation into it, and you still can't rule that out. At this stage, there could potentially be more, but it does seem unlikely that they would go down that avenue at this stage. I think if there was no appeals process, I wouldn't expect to hear of any more suspensions. But if the appeals process was to happen, then it might get looked at.
Yeah. Just finally then, if it does go to an investigation stage by the CCCC, will the county boards be in fear of being hit with fines, Cahir?
I think the fine would be possibly the least of the worries, in the sense that they might get fined. But I think further player suspensions would be a far bigger issue that both counties would look at, and obviously in conjunction with their management teams at the minute would have that fear. They certainly wouldn't want to lose anybody else for that championship game. And that would be the overriding, I suppose that's the overriding thing when it comes to making a decision on these appeals, is whether they can afford to lose anybody else. Now, if they got wind that CCC were going to open their own investigation, which is still possible, then they'd probably be as well having appeals, because if CCC are going to investigate, then it's going to be done either way. So, but at the minute, they only have until tomorrow evening, as far as I'm aware, till 5 o'clock tomorrow evening or so, to decide whether they want to go through the appeals process. So probably know a wee bit more at that stage.